The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast episode, we're speaking with Ivan Usak, who is the Director of Operations for Common Good, which is an organization that offers a unique payment system that generates funding for community projects while emphasizing economic democracy. And Ivan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Matt. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. Really excited to have you. And let's start at the top, if you don't mind. Tell us about the history and mission of CommonGood.Earth.
Yes, gladly. Well, you kind of captured the nugget in your little intro there. Common Good is a payment system for economic democracy. That's kind of our short tag. And, you know, the short version of the history is actually that the creators of the Common Good system spent many years toiling away to develop a way for communities to be able to generate financial resources needed to invest in local projects. But apart from the economics of it, the Common Good mission has always been about economic democracy, as we call it. And to us, that means that that's when people who live in a community and are most informed about local conditions and needs are able to discuss and decide together on funding priorities and then direct those financial resources to those needs. So what goes along with that is less control over our economy and our lives by big money and big government, and more local control by people who actually know what's going on at the local level.
That's great. That's really awesome stuff. Yeah, no, keep going. I don't want to cut you off. Keep going.
Yeah, that's just, you know, sort of the initial route. So initially, before my time, I've been with the organization a few years, but before my time, the work took the form of developing a nonprofit bank, but that project was not sufficiently capitalized. And so in the effort to find another working model, we ended up with the model that we have now, which is based on a unique, transparent system where members exchange U.S. dollars for common good credit, and then they purchase goods and services from participating businesses. And then the businesses who have that credit can use their credit to pay their other business vendors, or they can pay their employees, or if they need to exchange them back to dollars, they can do so. And the dollars that people put in accumulate in a community fund, which becomes available for investment. So we've been doing that since 2014. We became operational in Franklin County, Massachusetts, based around the county seat of Greenfield. And since then, we've expanded into neighboring Hampshire County, and we have common good communities that are active in a few other states and a few pilot projects underway. So, you know, we are slowly but steadily moving forward and, you know, definitely excited about the future expansion.
That's awesome. Yeah, thank you for that rundown there, Ivan. Yeah, so let's dive a little bit deeper. Give us some examples of, I guess, these pilot programs or just the common good in action, if you will.
Yeah, we have been active, as I said, since 2014 in Franklin County, Mass. So we have actually considered that initial pilot to be successful. What we needed to do to test that was we needed to be able to offer and provide a round of community funding, and we needed to have the system architecture for community members to vote on the various projects to fund and all of that. So we had our first successful round of community funding and voting in 2017, and then we had another larger and successful round in 2018. And so overall, we have granted or loaned about $30,000 to a variety of businesses, organizations, and community groups. And those projects cover a wide range from energy and environment to food systems and food access and the arts, social justice, and small business development. And many of those projects end up being in one or more of those categories. And we have a list of all of the projects funded on our website at commongood.earth. So we certainly invite people to check that out. I thought I might just give you a few examples of those projects just to give you, you know, a little bit more of a flavor, you know, for what's been funded so far, if you like.
Sure.
Yeah. So this is not quite totally random list, but just kind of representative. Common Good funding has provided all or part for startup capital for a worker-owned compost cooperative. acupuncture treatments to people in early opioid recovery, farm shares for low-income CSA members, which is community-supported agriculture, rooftop solar installation, renovation of a performing arts center, and a whole lot of other stuff. So that is kind of the bread and butter in terms of where we're going. The idea would be to really multiply, you know, that by 100 or 1,000 and to be able to bring really, you know, major financial resources to the community. But the other thing that we've done recently, which is pretty cool that we're excited about, is we've been looking for ways to innovate, and we are now working with a local farm and store in Hampshire County, Mass., to provide a number of low-income residents with a monthly stipend to help combat food insecurity, which is a big problem in our region, you know, as it is in many parts of the country. And so we've developed a new system feature that allows Common Good members to donate either a fixed amount or a portion of any purchases that they make from local businesses, you know, food establishments, grocery stores, and that sort of thing. And that's getting underway. And, you know, we've got some other things going on as well, which, you know, are coming up in the next year, which, you know, I could tell you about if you'd like to hear about that later.
Sure. Yeah. No. Yeah. Feel free to tell us about that. We'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah. So, again, I said that, you know, we're kind of keen on innovating. We're really kind of looking for ways that we can utilize the system that we've created for positive social good. And one of the things that's in the works that we're excited about is a new carbon offset fund, where members can actually choose to contribute funds based on their travel and other carbon-producing activities. And the initial response to that, as we've been developing it, has been very positive. And we actually think that could end up being something really big. So we'll kind of see how that goes. We haven't quite released it publicly yet. But as we've looked around for other areas where we can provide innovative financing, one thing that we've also come upon is that, at least out here in Western Mass, which is largely rural, although we do have, you know, plenty of cities and stuff, but like in many places in the country, I'm guessing, there are country stores which have been really struggling to remain viable economically. And the country store in many of these small towns is often, you know, the heart of the community and, you know, holds a big part of the region's or the town's cultural heritage. So that's just an idea of the sort of, you know, kind of creative thinking that we're trying to bring on, you know, supporting some of the key, not just physical architecture, but, you know, kind of cultural architecture of our communities. Another thing we've been working on for quite a while, and I think we're getting close to seeing it go live pretty soon, is what we're calling an investment club. What we've learned is that if you're an individual or a couple, you usually typically have to have like $1 million or more to invest in what are considered unregistered securities, which is typically what small local community investments are. And so the problem is obviously that this is exactly the sort of thing that ordinary people would love to invest in, but they don't have the means. So we're looking to provide a channel for regular folks to be able to make investments that meet those smaller local needs. And, you know, we're pretty excited on that. We've actually been working on that for a while. And then, you know, of course, we're just looking to expand the communities, the Common Good communities that are active right now, expanding regionally, ultimately making it to the national level is our hope. And the main thing is that we are needing to keep expanding what we call economic circles, where there are more and more people and businesses using the Common Good system to make transactions with Common Good credit. And the more that happens, the more money there is in the community fund to invest. And that's where we can really see something transformational happening at the local level. So that's kind of the big picture going forward for us.
Wow.
I know that was a mouthful, but thanks for letting me get all that out in one piece.
No, that's more than fine, Ivan. It sounds like you have a lot of amazing things going on there. And what a really cool mission that you have.
We're
there.
Excited.
That's awesome. And, you know, of course, we have to ask this question, commongood.earth, you're a .earth domain name user. What made you all choose to use a .earth domain?
Well, we rebranded a few years ago, and so at some point, part of that whole process was the task of selecting a domain name, and we discussed it a lot among the staff, our local organizers in the various communities, our membership, and the .earth domain kind of rose to the top as the one that really best embodies our vision of empowering local investment in communities really all around the planet. I mean, we talk about, you know, working at the local level and regionally, but you know, the basic idea is that this is something that could be done anywhere. And the other thing that sort of became apparent was that as we aim to create a transparent economic system that can function, you know, again, at all those levels, locally, regionally, nationally, and internationally, there really was a deep recognition of what I would consider kind of the cardinal ecological principle that, you know, every action and every purchase, for that matter, has an effect at many levels. And this is especially obvious in the food sector, where the initial activity of common good has been focused, because we've been using co-ops and grocery stores as anchor businesses in the communities where we've started new communities. And, you know, so, for example, having restaurants that can pay their vendors and employees with common good credit and establish these wider and wider economic circles. So choosing .earth was a way to highlight that economic interconnectedness. It just seemed to be, you know, the fit that we really felt best about.
That's great. Well, thank you for the feedback on there and those insights. Yeah. And, you know, Ivan, it's a pleasure speaking with you. I'm glad we were able to connect. And before we sign off today, is there anything to add, anything we may have missed?
Well, there's one feature of the system that I guess I would like to add, because it's kind of obvious to some people but not obvious to others, and that is that this system has been designed to make sure that any U.S. dollars that people put into their common good accounts, they can get those back out anytime they want. There's, you know, there's no downside, there's no risk to using common good. The books stay balanced, and so that's what makes us a payment system as opposed to a local currency. People often think of us as a local currency, and, you know, we used to just sort of ignore it, but now we're sort of in the habit of correcting people because we think it's an important distinction to make. You know, the common good credit is totally one-to-one redeemable with U.S. dollars, and so we really encourage people to try it out. And, you know, if people are not familiar with us, they can, again, go to the website at commongood.earth and sign up for membership. And if there is no community near you, maybe folks can get together and get a community started where they live and, you know, make economic democracy happen. So that's what we're all about. And I really appreciate the time to share with you, Matt. So thank you for all the good work that you're doing.
Absolutely, yes. And thank you. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Ivan Usak, who's the Director of Operations for Common Good, which is an organization that offers a unique payment system that generates funding for community projects while emphasizing economic democracy. And Ivan, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks again, Matt. Take good care.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.